At tonight's Academy Awards ceremonies, the makers of a Brazilian film will be sitting particularly close to the edge of their chairs. The movie City of God has received 4 Oscar nominations, Best Adapted Screenplay, Director, Cinematography, and Editing. The film tells the story of the rise of drug trafficking in Rio de Janeiro. In Brazil, the movie has been credited with bringing images of slum life into mainstream entertainment and creating work for a handful of black actors who grew up in poor neighborhoods. NPR's Martin Costi has been reporting recently on the unrest in Haiti, but before leaving for the Caribbean, he prepared this report from Rio de Janeiro.
The City of God is not a place most middle-class Brazilians would care to visit, especially after the hit movie of the same name seemed to confirm the slum's reputation as a hotbed of drug dealing and casual gunfire. Brazilians have long been aware of the violence in parts of their cities, but they've rarely had it presented to them in such a polished manner and set to such groovy music. The real City of God is still a dangerous place, but not necessarily in broad daylight on the main plaza, where unemployed men pass the time playing cards. Carlos Eduardo Ferreira calls the movie slick and Hollywoodized, but he says it's as good a portrait as any of life in this neighborhood. It's the reality of Brazil, because we're part of a social segment that's ignored, Ferreira says. That's something that the makers of this movie want to change. The movie's co-director, Katia Lund, is the daughter of Americans who settled in Brazil. She had her first real contact with Brazilian slums when she started producing rap videos.
I didn't have a clue what was going on. I mean, at that point, I realized I was 29 years old. I'd studied in the best schools. I'd traveled around the world. I considered myself Brazilian, and I didn't know anything about Brazilian society.
In the past few years, Lund has made not only videos, but also a long-form documentary about life in the slums, known as favelas. For City of God, she helped to recruit and train the young actors, mainly young black men who grew up in poverty. Some Brazilians are turned off by her portraits of a world in which 12-year-old boys carry guns and cocaine.
I have very close friends who look at my video or look at my documentary and say, "Why do I have to look at this? This isn't my reality." Which is typical of Brazilian culture. Brazilian thinking, Brazilian culture has always been like, well, favelas are outside of society and the society has nothing to do with it and we're not responsible for what happens, they're just incompetent.
But other Brazilians have welcomed Lund's work, so much so that it's caught the attention of TV Globo, the dominant network known mainly for gauzy evening soap operas featuring beautiful white people. Globo now occasionally airs something called City of Men, gritty episodes of favela life directed by Lund and others. The network has also made a big deal about a new soap opera that has a black woman as a central character. City of God the movie has also launched acting careers for several of the young people who appeared in it, such as Leandro Firmino da Hora, who played the homicidal drug lord known as Little Zé. In this scene, he orders 2 terrified street kids to choose whether they want to be shot in the hand or the foot.
Bora, moleque, escolhe.
Diz aí.
Bora, amigo.
No pé ou na mão?
Na mãozinha, né?
Firmino still lives in the City of God, where he walks around in the company of buddies who've also caught the acting bug. He says the movie has opened the door a little more for black actors like him, but he says he's not that impressed by the new black actors appearing on the TV soaps. What's the point if this soap opera has a black leading lady and a couple of other blacks, as long as the great majority of the cast is still white, Firmino asks. He says he'll believe there's been a change when he sees a soap opera that has a cast that's almost half black, like Brazil itself. Martin Costi, NPR News.